Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and the birthday boy Figgy Fig on the steel wheels here on In the Loop. Appreciate you hanging with us. You can always text the show 713-572-4610. Get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. Nick Caserio, GM of your Houston Texans. He'll be on tomorrow morning with Sean and Seth at 7:30 a.m. So make sure to set your alarm. Tune in tomorrow morning, 7:30, to hear Nick Caserio on these airwaves live. You'll hear him on these airwaves in just a moment from his press conference about an hour ago. But he'll be on live tomorrow morning with the guys, 7:30 a.m. So stay tuned for that, and we'll probably have more takeaways from that conversation tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, Nick spoke with the media just a little while ago. And let's listen to some of what Nick had to say and react to what the GM laid out this morning. We'll begin with cut number five, Figgy, and Nick Caserio being asked about the offensive line the last couple weeks. The O-line has looked better the last 2 weeks. The Texans have gotten a couple of wins. Here's what Nick had to say about his offensive line.
Yeah, overall, man, our group's done a pretty good job. So we had some moving parts early in the season. You know, I got hurt there Thursday before the Rams game, then we had to shuffle some things around. So the group that's been out there over the last however many weeks, they've played pretty good football. I mean, Ed's done a pretty good job. I mean, he's played really good football. Sometimes a change of scenery is good for everybody involved, probably in that situation. I mean, he's played good football. I mean, I don't know, he's like one of the top ranked guards in the league or something ridiculous. I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league, but he's played good football. So Titus has played competitively. You know, Jake's done a good job. So, you know, Lakin and Juice have kind of rotated in there a little bit at left guard. And then I think the more that Tay has played, the better he's played. He's made some, call it, younger player mistakes, which that comes with the territory, but it's a good kid, good attitude, builds on some of the things that he continues to do well. So, I mean, overall, the group has worked well together, making progress. Cole's done a pretty good job with that, so we're going to need everybody, try to continue to build our depth, you know, which I would say, you know, with Trent kind of going from the practice squad to the roster is really more a depth situation. He was off the roster, but, you know, we felt like, all right, you know, we had a roster spot, so, I mean, there wasn't any, like, shenanigans involved. I'm sure everybody's looking at that, like, what the hell are these guys doing? But I think it was really, there wasn't more than meets the eye. It was just a simple matter of just roster, you know, moving from one spot to the next.
It's just kind of hit me funny, the whole thing. He's right. I mean, yeah. You know, we know however many weeks is two. You know, he said we've been playing pretty well for however. It's a good week. Put it this way. It's a good week for him to talk about the offensive line.
Yeah.
The week before last wouldn't have been so good. You know, and so, you know, he deservedly is taking a couple of bows there. But he goes, I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league. I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league. But, I mean, he's right. It was a good time for him to have this availability because the line has come together.
Yeah, certainly. This is a good time. I also always love the use of the word shenanigans in any context. So that was a good word for him there. I'm curious with the offensive line. Look, the pressure rate allowed has gone down each week this season, obviously reaching its best mark the last 2 weeks. And we can talk about the competition, and that's fair. And, you know, the Ravens have, like, I think it's five sacks this year. The Titans are right around there as well. They don't get after the quarterback very often.
Yeah.
But the glass half full, you could also make a case kind of like this offense as a whole is the idea is it'll get better as the year goes on because you're throwing so many new pieces together. Yeah. And the whole point of this offensive line, the selling point was more about the five fingers in the glove. They're going to gel.
Yeah.
So I am curious, and I don't know when I'm going to have a solid answer, but I'm curious if this is simply just the competition the last 2 weeks, or as we continue to go further along the season, is this just the offensive line kind of gelling, figuring some things out, the Blake Fisher aspect coming together and actually getting better?
No, that's the question.
Yeah, right.
And we really won't know, you know, until well into the season. You know, they start phase. Well, we'll know a little bit more come Monday night, a week from Monday, because they're going to be playing, you know, really good defense. So that might be a big indicator there. But yeah, they played subpar competition, but you can't blame them for doing their.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Job.
No, and they've done a very good job the last 2 weeks, which has allowed the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, to do a really good job as well. Here's cut number 6 from Nick Caserio talking about C.J., his quarterback. How would you evaluate Stroud's performance so far? Here's what Caserio said.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I think the last couple games, I mean, he's played the position the way the position is supposed to be played, made good decisions, been efficient. He's completed, 81% of his passes, hadn't turned the ball over. The reality is, and I mean, he said, everybody gave him birthday wishes last week, and he's 24 years old. He's still a young player. So even though he's played a lot of football, so you learn by doing, you learn by playing. Each year is going to be a little bit different. Each opponent is going to be a little bit different. Every situation is going to be a little bit different. You know, so he's played pretty good football here the last few weeks. The most important thing, he's taking care of the football. So, I mean, go back to the Jacksonville game. I mean, we lost a game because we basically couldn't take care of the football. So if you take care of the football, you're going to have 75-80% shot of winning a game. So it's hard for, I would say, young players and quarterbacks to understand that. But the ones that take care of the football the best are usually the ones that play the best.
And this is one that I feel is kind of undeniable. No matter who you're facing, we know what we've been looking at over the last five quarters from C.J. Stroud. And I keep going back to just the decision-making, and Nick talked about it right there, you know, with the ball, taking it to the right places, knowing when to check out, et cetera.
Yeah, zero. The stat that stands out most to me in these last 2 weeks is zero turnover-worthy plays from Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
Not like one single mistake you could point to of, oh, he got bailed out, that should have been an interception, or what is he doing there? That's a bad throw, bad decision. He's just been on point the last 2 weeks, and as Nick laid out, I mean, when you take care of the football, obviously you have a much higher success rate as a quarterback and as a team. And so that's been the biggest part. He's had time in the pocket. He's been able to get rid of the ball quickly, playing rhythm, but then also just he hasn't made any mistakes the last 2 weeks playing clean football, and that's what you need. And that was the big thing, too, his rookie year was he was so good taking care of the football and then kind of took a step back there last year, and now the last 2 weeks has done a really good job. So all positives right now when talking about this offense based off of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We played the DeMeco Ryans press conference yesterday. Live as he was talking to the media, and we got a bunch of texts about, you know, someone asked him about Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick Caserio was asked about Joe Mixon. Cut number 7 here. What can you tell us about your running back, Joe Mixon? Here's how Nick responded.
Yeah, I think probably over the next few weeks, we'll probably have a better idea. You know, he's making progress, so I wouldn't put a particular timetable on it. So I think over the next few, 3 or 4 weeks, probably get a little more information here, kind of see how he's progressing, but, you know, taking one day at a time. But I think once we kind of get to that period, probably have a better sense of, you know, which way it's going to go, you know, for the duration of the year.
Wow. Wow. You're going to find out in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to make a decision. That's November. That maybe is the Jacksonville game here on November 9th, depending on what you feel about the bye week, somewhere in there, first or second week of November. And then you're going to decide on the duration of the year. I mean, that's week 10, man.
Yeah.
That's week 10 when they're going to decide.
I think Texans fans can at least appreciate the clarity. Mm-hmm. Right. At least you'll have some sort of answer here in the next couple of weeks, apparently, and maybe some sort of information on this, because this has been all very odd, this whole situation, and very little information on it. I wouldn't suspect to see Mixon at all this year, but I guess we'll know more by, you know, Halloween time. And obviously, to your point, must be something serious enough where you can make a decision already in November of like, yeah, now he can't come back in the next 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he said, okay, yeah, so 3 or 4 weeks they're going to decide
right.
what they're going to decide, if that yeah. makes any sense. So it's at minimum the first week of November, bye week, and then Seattle, San Francisco, Denver. So we're looking at November to decide that you're going to decide.
Right, yeah. And then at that point, yeah, who knows? Then he might say, it's going to be another couple weeks, yeah. and then he could come back.
Yeah.
Or they know
so
by then.
It ain't
then,
looking great.
No, right. Mm-hmm. They know by then, potentially already. Week 10, yeah, mm-hmm. no, he can't return this year.
Yeah.
But there's at least some sort of acknowledgement, some sort of clarity for you in the meantime about Mixon. We'll know more in a few weeks. What have you seen from new offensive coordinator Nick Caley? This is cut number 9, and here's what Caserio had to say about his new offensive coordinator.
For sure. I think it's evolved. So anytime any of us are put in a position for the first time, you're going to have to deal with some ups and downs, and it's a learning process. So we've all been there. I've been there. Nick's going through it. You look around the league, there's a lot of coaches that go through that, but got a good attitude, taking the right approach. You know, there's always a little bit of give and take, and, well, you want to try a little bit more of this, but maybe that's not the best thing for the team. Hey, maybe we're going to shift our focus a little bit here. So Nick's a smart guy. He's been around football for a long time, seen a lot of things. I think we've made some adjustments in my modifications as we've gone. So we've talked about this. You probably figure out kind of what you have with your football team over the first 4 to 5 weeks. So, you know, we have kind of 5 games in the bank here a little bit. So figure out what we're doing well, what are some of the things that we can build on. And Nick's done a really good job. He's had a good attitude, had a good approach, has worked really well with the staff, communicates with D'Amico on a regular basis, communicates with the players, trying to figure out, you know, what's in their best interests, you know, what makes them comfortable. Because in the end, it's about the players. So he's done a good job. Glad he's here.
Yeah, look, I think we're going to have a really good feel for things coming out of the bye week because mm-hmm. Knowing what I think I know about Nick Caley, he might take a couple of days off during the bye week, maybe go on a long weekend or something, but he's going to be looking at this and trying to figure out some of the other things that Caserio just talked about there in terms of, you know, highlighting this, taking care of that. The offense is clicking right now, and I think they're going to really try to adjust that and go with the strengths, as he talked about.
Yeah, and as he said earlier, I mean, this is just a good time for Nick to talk because mm-hmm. it's all positives on the offensive side. You could talk about how good the offensive line looks right now. Mm-hmm. Nick Caley's coming off 2 good games, or at least 5 really good quarters, so it's all positive right now. When you look at the rest of the schedule, the Texans are the number 1 defense. They still face the 5 defenses behind them, so... Yeah, we are going to see Nick Caley and this offense continue to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I also tied in with what I said about the offensive line, which is the big question about this team. Was it simply competition,
yeah.
or is it that this team's getting better and more comfortable the longer they work on this new O-line and new offense? Because Caley comes from the Patriots, where Belichick always used September to experiment, and then he comes from the Rams, where McVay never plays the guys in preseason, and like last year they started 1-4 before they figured things out. So is that something that's going on here in Houston? Or is that simply just they faced 2 of the worst defenses in the league last week and they'll, you know, fall back to earth here maybe next Monday in Seattle? We'll see. That's some of what Nick Caserio had to say this morning in
we'll
the press
get back
conference.
To some of this.
Yeah, there was a few other clips that we just don't have the time for at this time, but we could circle back to. And also, again, as another reminder, he'll be on tomorrow morning on these airwaves, 7:30 a.m. with Sean and Seth. So however you're listening right now, you can hear Nick Caserio the same way tomorrow morning, 7:30. Here on these airwaves. Okay, coming up, it's time to get to what's popping, including The Rockets took the court for the first time last night. How did things go down? We'll let you know next. It's In the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.